Welcome to the Dirt on Turf podcast. I'm your host, Chris Toppings. Today we have an amazing guest. First, let's hear from our sponsors.
For almost 30 years, Sod Solutions has worked with top researchers and universities to develop and release cutting-edge turf grass varieties. We have positioned these grasses as the most sold patented varieties in the world, varieties that benefit the golf, sports, residential, and commercial industries. With that success, we have launched a new segment called Sod Solutions Professionals. Sod Solutions Pro is focused on assisting clients through the entire process to provide a beautiful, streamlined, and successful grassing project. We offer robust professional services featuring specification writing, turf grass selection consulting, product sourcing, delivery and installation, and maintenance solutions. Visit sodsolutionspro.com and let us work for you.
Netting professionals are improving programs one facility at a time. Netting professionals specialize in the design, fabrication, and installation of custom nettings for backstops, batting cages, dugouts, scoreboards, overhead netting, barrier netting, sideline netting, golf course netting, and much more. They also design and install digital graphic wall padding, windscreen, turf protectors, dugout benches, dugout cubbies, and more. Netting Professionals continues to provide quality products and services to many recreational, high school, college, and professional fields, facilities, courses, and stadiums throughout the country. Netting Professionals are improving programs one facility at a time. Contact them today at 844-620-2707 or info@nettingpros.com. Visit them online at www.nettingpros.com or check out Netting Pros on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn for all their latest products and projects.
Welcome to the Dirt on Turf podcast. I'm your host, Chris Toppings. Today we have Corey Levine, a man of many different titles. Welcome, Corey.
Thanks, man. I appreciate you having me on.
Yeah. So first, give the listeners an introduction or kind of give them a breakdown of your position.
All right. So like you said, my name is Corey Levine. I am the athletic field superintendent at the University of North Florida. Going on 1 year being here, here in the next month or so, and loving every minute of it so far. I get to dabble in a lot of different, you know, areas and sports, overseeing everything sports turf wise for the university. We have 19 Division I teams on campus, everything from baseball, softball, track and field, soccer, men's and women's soccer, and then also overseeing some common areas at our aquatic center and about 7 acres of natural grass for our intramurals and a new 2 acre synthetic turf practice field that just got put in here. So like you said, wear a lot of different hats, but enjoy every second of it.
Yeah. Do you also work with the Jaguars?
I do. I work part-time on their turf staff as well, mainly in the fall before our spring sports ramp up here.
Right. That's pretty cool. I mean, that helps you get your name out there too. A lot of people, that's good circles to be in, that's for sure.
100%. And building those relationships, you know, with Mark and Nick and Brian with the Jaguars, they're about 15 minutes from me. So being able to share resources and, you know, here and there whenever we can is also a great benefit as well.
Oh, awesome, man. That's cool. So give everybody your turf career history, kind of how you got to where you are.
Yeah, so it's kind of a change of career paths for me. But I started working with the YMCAs here in Jacksonville when I was 16, fresh in high school. Worked my way all the way up during COVID to be a regional senior director, overseeing all youth and adult sports here. But during that period of time and during my years with the YMCAs and being in Parks and Rec, we did have our own facilities and we did have to upkeep them. And during my early years, I really had no clue what was supposed to be done or how to do it. And, you know, being at that level gives you the opportunity to make those mistakes and learn and talk to people. And my last couple of years with the Y, I still had a relationship with Nick with the Jaguars, and Mike Hall and those guys would drop off their extra ride seat to me, and you know, we'd be pushing it out by hand and just trying to do what we could for those kids to make those surfaces, you know, the best that we could. But that I was always, and more towards my later years, I was getting more into that being in the facility side than the administration side. I always saw myself going into college athletics, but more as like, you know, athletic director or somewhere behind a desk. But over the years, it really, you know, I gravitated towards being outside, being on a mower and painting fields than I did paperwork and the political side of things. So, you know, COVID came and the YMCA made some changes, and I ended up going to work for Nick part-time with the Jags during that 2020 COVID season. Got to learn a lot, just jumping right into it, and then became the director of facilities and operations for United Soccer Alliance here in Clay County, Florida. Did that for about 8 months before, you know, making the leap to Division I athletics. So it's kind of been a fast track to get to where I am now. But it's been a, you know, it's been an experience every step of the way.
Yeah, well, it's awesome. It sounds like it all happened really fast. So
it did. And I'm, you know, like I said, if you're not learning every day, then you're not growing. I learn something new every day, and, you know, try to just take it in full stride. You know, it's kind of trial by fire my first season here, through my spring sports of softball and baseball. But, you know, being able to reach out to, you know, other resources and other turf managers in the industry for advice, is something I don't think you'd find in any other industry, to be able to help you out so much.
Yeah. And we've been, for the listeners listening, it's been a busy man. We've been trying to have this podcast for over a year.
It has been.
I was looking back at our messages, and they went all the way back to March of 2021. So I said, man, we've been trying to get this thing together for a while. So it's glad to finally have you. So I'd say I was going to ask you who got you into turf and how that kind of happened. But I guess that time at the Y kind of got you passionate about turf.
Yeah, I mean, that and Twitter, honestly. You know, I work also, another hat that I wear is I work for the NFL remotely, doing some technology, you know, technology stuff on game days. But I would always see, and I would be on the field, and I would see the guys, you know, Nick and Mark and the crew, you know, working on it before the game, after the game, and it always intrigued me. Then one day I emailed Mark, this had to be 2014, and said, "Hey man, I appreciate what you do. You know, I admire what you do, I should say." And he said, "You know, if you want to come down and work a game, you know, with us from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. or whatever it was, you know, you're more than welcome to." And I think ever since that day, really, it really sparked my interest. And, you know, here we are today.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's cool how it all works out. Well, give everybody a breakdown of kind of your position now with North Florida. Just kind of your day-to-day and what you got going on.
So we're hands-on with everything we do. So it's myself, and we have two full-time facility staff as well and some part-time help. But everything from preparing fields game day-wise to, you know, doing cultural practices as far as aerification, stop dressing. As we're getting into the warmer season now, transitioning, you know, from our pool season overseed back to our 419, everything, verticutting, you know, we do it all in-house for the most part. But, you know, we have softball and baseball season in full swing now, and it's been track and field, as you know, as well. We host, you know, 5 to 7 track meets a year. We're becoming a popular hub for those, and that's been a learning curve as well, as far as, you know, painting, you know, the distance markers for javelin and shot put, discus, and, you know, everything like that. It's been new, but loving that part of it. And, you know, really just learning baseball and softball, the dirt and the dirt, you know, we have Dur-Edge on our baseball field. Learning Dur-Edge, it's a fantastic product, and I'll swear by that. We've had a few, a I'll say some games this year that, you know, our team was on the road and we weren't able to pull tarp. And I'm sure you've seen, you know, some of the pictures we posted, but, you know, between a 12-hour difference being underwater to playable, you know, kind of, you know, being my first year, it's been a little bit uneasy. But talking with, you know, guys like Todd Campbell at Florida, who's got DuraEdge product, and, you know, him kind of talking me off the ledge and kind of working me through it has been great. And we have a 70-30 clay on our softball field, so kind of get the best of both worlds when it comes to the two different infields. But really just, like I said, learning every day. Every day is different based on the events we have going on. This past weekend, we had our first track meet over Friday and Saturday. We had a 3-game baseball series and a 3-game softball series, and our same crew will handle all three of it. So we really have to strategically plan how that day is going to go each and every day just to get through it.
But yeah,
it's definitely busy.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. But what's new in your position? Like, what's new? Like, I mean, anything from, you know, post-COVID to
so
any kind of thing. Been, like, what are some changes you've seen made in your like, what do you see in this different in your position now?
So I got to I worked part-time at UNF under the former superintendent, Brian Kowalski. So I was there during the COVID season. So just seeing how the processes are a little bit different now that we have, you know, fans back in the stands, you know, tailgating's back. And it's great to see people coming back out to the ballparks, whether it be baseball or softball, or even track and field. But just even the athletes, just seeing, you know, we joke all the time about, you know, have athletes having off days. But during COVID, we were really strict on when they can be on, you know, on the fields. And now it's almost as if there are no off days. You know, the coach might tell them there's an off day, but if it's open field, you know, those guys are still out there getting their work in. So really learning in this role, like their time, you know, when they're on the road for baseball, they only take, you know, 25, 27 of the 40-plus man roster. So there are still going to be guys back here. So really just learning how the college athletic schedule works has been a new challenge for me.
Yeah, it's college athletics is very demanding, but it's very rewarding too, so.
It is 100% being able to follow, you know, those athletes that, you know, I've been able to build relationships with already and hopefully follow them into their professional careers or wherever life takes them. I think it's going to be rewarding on that side of it as well.
Yeah, so if you had a warning label, what would yours be?
To be honest, I think it would almost be like some of your other guys, you know, said, like a high voltage, you know, easily, something like that.
Yeah.
Can get stressed out, you know, very easily. You know, we're not as fully staffed as we probably should be.
I understand
due to a multiple, you know, of things. And, you know, if you have a softball game ending and we're trying to flip for their doubleheader and baseball's prep is in 6 minutes, you know, for that, you know, window, we're going to be all pretty high stress to try to get stuff done. But, you know, you got to take it in stride. And, you know, I've learned to kind of patience is key with that kind of stuff, and just try to move forward as best as you can.
Yeah. What are some of your challenges that you face now, other than, you know, being a little short staffed, other than normal, but what are some of your other consistent challenges you're dealing with?
You know, obviously we talked about labor, but a little bit is weather, which we obviously can't control at all. But dealing with, I've never had to hold on to ryegrass as long as we are right now, through the college baseball season. So that's been a first for me. We're normally, you know, done and sprayed out by, you know, early April, but having to hold on for at least another 2 to 3 weeks to this rye, we're in the 90s here, haven't had rain for 3 weeks. So that's been a huge learning curve. And again, talking with other, you know, industry leaders on what they do, you know, in their climates and to get their fields through it. That's been a big challenge to me. I think that's probably been the biggest one so far. That and dealing with a lot of POA through we warmed up kind of early.
It's been a bad year for that.
Yeah, I've heard that. So I'm glad I'm not alone.
Yeah, you're not. I mean, and we've sprayed, right amount of products and everything, and it's just
it seems to become more and more resistant every year.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, the easiest way to do it is let it dry out, and thank goodness we've had that the last couple of weeks.
And that's kind of that double-edged sword of trying to hold on to rye and let your poet, transition out.
Yeah, that's it's difficult.
Yeah, for sure.
What are some of your passions outside your job?
I love to play golf. That's probably the biggest one, and I haven't been able to do a lot of that recently. And I got to play a couple of weeks ago, and it reflected pretty good that I haven't been. I've been slinging more tamps than I have nine irons. But love to play golf. Love to hang out with friends and family. Honestly, I love being at the ballpark too. I mean, it's when people say they hate being at their office. When you're out and I'll be going out to the field again later tonight to flood it. Before we play UCF tomorrow night. But just being able to go back up there, it's really. It's not a bad thing. It's not.
Yeah, I know. It's something peaceful about that kind of situation, like what you're going to do tonight.
100%. I mean, there'll be nobody there. It'll be nice and cooler out, hopefully. Put the headphones in and go soak the field for an hour and a half. That's peaceful to me.
Yep. What's the best turf grass advice you've ever been given?
I think the best thing somebody told me when I first – really got into it was, if you really haven't killed some grass, you haven't been doing this long enough. So
that's right.
I've heard that. I think a few people have said that on your podcast as well. But just trying new things. Don't be afraid to talk to people and ask for their advice. People that have been doing this for 10, 20, 30 years have done what you're going to ask them, I'm sure. And either, that same thing where I talked about with Todd, they might be talking you off that ledge when it comes to something, or convincing you to do something else. It's just get different opinions on it and try it. I mean, it's that's been huge for me.
Yeah. What kind of apps are you using? Like, what are some of your go-tos?
So we actually have a university. I'm not sure if other universities use it as well, but it's Weather Century, and it's actually pretty cool. All of our athletic trainers and everybody's on the same weather app on our campus. So the lightning detection, everything, we're all on the same page and get the same alerts instantly. We're not on a few different apps. So when it comes to making weather decisions, we're all looking at the same thing. That one's been huge, and that's been new since I've been at the college. But Radar Scope, or my radar, I live and die by that app as far as what's coming, especially with its new technology to tracking storm cells. Where we're at in Jacksonville on the east side of the St. John's River, it's really hit or miss what kind of weather we're gonna get.
And which radar app is that?
Radar Scope. Mm-hmm. That's been a great, great weather app for me. Using that, and then a few different ones. I like to look at, the future cast on some different, just some different weather apps to get a good idea of what's to come.
Yeah. Are you a member of any of the organizations like STMA or anything like that?
So we're just getting the North Florida SFMA chapter now.
Yeah, that's what I meant. That's what I meant.
The SFMA chapter back rolling. So Chris Denson at FSU over in Tallahassee, he's the president. I'm actually the vice president. We have some other local guys that are going to be joining the board as well here soon. But really, we've kind of been stagnant since before COVID. Really trying to get that back rolling again. Maybe working with the folks down in Central and South Florida to get some events kicked off.
Yeah, that's awesome to hear.
For sure.
It's a great organization. It's the national event this year was really awesome. I'll be at the national event next year as well.
Yeah, this is my first one attending in Savannah, and I had an awesome time just meeting so many people that I interact with on social media and that talk to all the time that I really have never met in person. Just being so welcoming too, it's been awesome.
Yeah, it was a fun time.
It was.
I know you have a crazy funny turf story that's happened to you.
We've had a few. I'm trying to think. I knew this question would come. I didn't mention it also, but for about 5 years during my time with the YMCAs, I was working with the athletic director of our local high school, and that's really where I started learning airless paint machines. And you know, he had just started. He asked for my help, and you know, we did our first field lining with an S100 machine. That was my first time using it. This was probably back, I want to say it was like 2013, 2014. And, you know, we had the PE kids out there. Everything was going so great. You know, we went up to the top of the press box to take a picture, and the 50-yard line number was on the 45-yard line. So that was one of my first times.
Oh, man.
and that was the day before a game. So, you know, stuff like that happens. You know, we've obviously all made mistakes with fertilizer apps where you can see burn patterns. But I think the painting, the 50 on the 45, to me was and that was my own doing. So, yeah. But you don't really notice it until somebody, you know, mm-hmm. Hey, shouldn't that be on the 50?
Yeah. What's your proudest accomplishment? I mean, personal or professional? I mean, it could be either.
As far as professional, we, during the 2020 season of high school football, going back to the high school stuff, being able to work with a lot of the athletic directors in the county, our school board was going to vote to remove our RFP for athletic field maintenance. There was no really rhyme or reason. They give us a decent amount of money in the county to take care of the high school and junior high fields, and they were voting to take that out of their budget. And we rallied around a ton of people on petitions online, and we actually brought more people than our county boardroom could hold to tell them how important, you know, the news did some stories, but to tell them how important athletic field maintenance is, that really, I think, sent waves through the county, and just to see how many people actually cared about their, you know, obviously their team's athletic fields was huge. And I think that was one of my proudest accomplishments, just rallying that many people around that cause at that time.
Yeah, that's something you won't ever forget too. That's
for sure.
Everybody come together to get an outcome that you wanted.
Yes, sir.
If you could have any job position, what would it be? This could be inside or outside the industry.
Yeah. So the more I've been working with baseball, I think that's the route that I'll probably look towards going into, you know, and that's kind of, I'm saying that on the back end of a 35 home game season now. And I know even the minor league and major league guys have way more than that. But I'm really loving just working with the dirt, you know, and mm-hmm. I shouldn't even call it dirt, but working with our engineered soils, with the DuraEdge guys, being able to use that product, being able to use the Black Stick product, and just getting everything just right, you know, learning the moisture, you know, doing infield patterns, outfield patterns, and just the pride that, you know, even our baseball guys, you know, take in the facility is way different than than football or anything else I've been a part of. So. I think eventually down the road, you know, being in Major League Baseball or being in minor league baseball would probably be that dream job.
Yeah. I've been fortunate enough to help some guys in some minor league situations, and it's very, very, very fun.
It is a grind, but I think it's very rewarding.
It is rewarding. At the same time. You get to learn a lot about, you know, you get to meet those guys, and you know, they're in the minor league level, they're just so personable still. You know, there's not so much spotlight on them just yet, so they're still really having fun, you know. And yeah, I love that, just to being able to interact with those guys that way
and being able to see those major league players come through. You know, we had with the jumbo shrimp here last week, we had Acuna from the Braves come through on rehab assignment.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, being able to see him and how he interacted with, you know, the kids and the fans was pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. What's your favorite quote or phrase?
Really, I think, you know, I'm not sure if it's my favorite one, but one of my top ones that hangs in my office is you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Just going off of that is when I was first approached about the position I'm in now, you know, I really didn't think I had a shot at getting it. But, you know, applied and went through the process and here we are today. But, you know, if I didn't even have enough confidence in myself to apply for it, you know, I still might be in, you know, in the parks and rec sector where I was at. So, you know, I was, you know, talk to people, being able to, you know, just come up and, you know, like Luke Yoder with DuraEdge, I sent him a message, I was having an issue, and, you know, just being confident enough to reach out to those people in the industry as well. I think Luke's coming for a visit in the next couple of weeks, but I think that's probably my favorite quote right now.
Luke is a first-class guy.
I've heard nothing but great things.
Oh, man, he is an awesome person, man. You tell him when he gets there that you talked, you were on this podcast.
I will, for sure.
Yeah, he's a good person, man. I really like Luke. He's always there to answer the phone, to answer a text, to answer any kind of information you need. He's always there. He's a special person. That's for sure. All right, so we'll get to a few fun questions and then kind of revert back. If you could pick one meal, what would it be?
This is another one I was thinking about earlier today also. I love good barbecue, you know, and it's hard to find good barbecue places in Jacksonville, but you have to know where to go.
Right.
So, but yeah, there's a lot of good ones around here. There's one that's kind of south and Green Cove Springs, Woodpecker's Barbecue. If I'm down there, I'm going there. There's no question about it.
Right. If you wake up in the morning and you've won the lottery, what's the first thing you do? What's your first non-essential purchase?
Probably buy a nice piece of property and build a nice house on it somewhere very secluded and far away. But I would say that I probably, you know, you say this, it's all, you know, relative, but I would try to continue working. To stay busy. I'm just a busy body. I have to be doing something. You've seen by the jobs that I do. I have to be doing something. So I would have to find something to keep me busy, I think. I wouldn't be able to stay out there for very long.
Well, if you could give some words of wisdom to some up-and-coming turf professionals, what would you say?
Like I said earlier, just don't be afraid to talk and meet people and ask the questions and try to volunteer, you know, wherever you can. I'm always, you know, wherever, you know, I'm going, if I'm going on vacation, I'm trying to reach out to the turf manager in that city that I'll be in just to come by and say hello and pick their brain for 10 minutes if I can. But, you know, always be open as well. You know, I'm fairly young in this industry, but I have people that reach out to me already, and I think that's awesome. You know, especially our parks and rec guys in the city here. We did a field day where they came and worked on my game day crew for baseball, and they absolutely loved it. And just trying to share that knowledge. But I think just networking and being a good communicator, and I think that'll really take you places.
Yeah, I think so. I tell you what, I've been very fortunate in my career as well. I've left sports turf and gone to the golf side. So I get to play free golf every day if I want to. you were talking about playing golf.
Yeah. Yep.
But just like you're saying, anytime I go somewhere, I'm always looking for the turf. If it's like a local university, I'm always already way ahead trying to reach out and, you know, just to come by and just get a walkthrough, you know. I mean,
anything. I love seeing how people do things yep. because we may think we're doing it the best way possible. And then I'm more interested in some of these baseball pregame preps than actually the game going on sometimes, because mm-hmm. I'm watching, how their process is, how they're doing things, But then if you're there with them, asking them why they do it this way, then everybody has obviously their own way to do things, but then you take all those different ideas and then it becomes your way to do things. But just constantly, asking those questions and like you said, being able to see different venues and facilities and talk to different turf managers. I get the chance and opportunity every year to go over to London with the NFL for our one Jaguars home game over there to work on the technology side. But Nick, our assistant sports field manager for the Jaguars, goes over every year for the field side. So while I'm there, I'm honestly more interested in what's going on to the field. We were at Tottenham's Hotspur Stadium this past year, and getting able to see the pitch being pulled underneath the stadium and how they did everything was absolutely incredible. And just using that opportunity to ask those questions, and I think was, pretty awesome.
Yes. Yeah, I'd love to go over there and see that. I want to go to some golf tournaments over there. That'd be pretty awesome.
You get the opportunity. I always tell people to go. It's an incredible country, to be honest.
Yeah, that's awesome. So what you got on tap this week? You got baseball tomorrow? Is that what you said?
Yeah, we have a midweeker tomorrow night, UCF Tuesday night. And then we have a baseball series again versus Stetson Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So another fun week of games coming up. And then the following week, we host the ASUN Conference softball tournament that we got this year. So that'll be a that'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it sounds like you got a busy week.
Yeah, it is.
Man, I'm glad we're finally able to connect, and I'm not going to hold you up. I really appreciate you coming on, and I'm going to get this up the next couple of days, but I really appreciate you being on. And this, we finally, it was due. We've been talking about it for a year.
Long overdue, Chris. I appreciate you having me on. Yeah, appreciate what you're doing for the industry with podcasts. I listen every time there's a new one that pops up. I'm on the mower. I'm putting the headphones in and listen.
Yeah. Well, I went through a career change and then I sold my house and all that happened at one time. And so I'm finally getting back into the groove of things, and I'm glad it's fun to be back in the chair here and talking to people.
Sure.
I've been able to talk to you and somebody else today, so it's been nice to be able to, get back in the groove of things for sure.
Yes, sir.
Well, now only thing I have left to do is when I head that way on vacation, I got to swing by there.
That's right. You're welcome to come by anytime.
Yeah, man. So, hopefully to see you sometime soon. And, man, take care. Anything we can do from here, just reach out.
For sure. I appreciate it.
Yeah, we appreciate what you're doing. We appreciate your social media presence. It's awesome. You got a lot of people watching you, so keep it up, man. It's awesome.
I'm trying. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Well, anyway, I'm going to let you go and go over there and water that, suck that field down. But we'll be in touch.
Sounds good, man.
All right, man.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Dirt Turf Podcast. Well, that's it for today's episode. Again, I'm your host, Chris Toppings, with the Dirt on Turf Podcast. And before we leave you, let me remind you about netting professionals. It doesn't matter what kind of netting you need, whether it's for a batting cage, a dugout, driving range, backstops, check out Netting Professionals. Go to their website, www.nettingpros.com, or follow them on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, or LinkedIn. You don't want to miss out with these people. Give them a call. Let them give you a price. They'll take care of you. Until next week, I'm Chris Toppings. We'll see you then.
AgStone is focused on providing its customers with more than just a great product. Offering a surprisingly affordable, full-course wetting agent that is 98% biodegradable, reduces LDS, increases nitrogen uptake, and has no burn potential. One chemistry, multiple benefits. AgStone stays with you every step of the way, helping analyze and maximize potential through our products, technical knowledge, and customer support. To get more information, visit www.ag-stone.com, www.ag-stone.com, or email sales@agstone.com and ag-stone.com. Benchmark Tool and Supply was founded over 15 years ago and have established themselves as experts in the GPS construction industry ever since. They're excited to bring their expertise into the sports turf management and landscaping world. Their recent partnership with ABI has allowed them to bring that knowledge into an industry that has seen the rapid adoption of GPS and automation technology. The ABI Force Z23 is an all-in-one field groomer and landscaper's dream tool. The ability to bring laser precision to ball field grading is changing the way the game is played at every level. When it comes time to step up your turf maintenance and line marking, turn to the GPS pros who have years of experience helping experts get the job done right the first time. Call Benchmark Tool and Supply today at 866-342-7665.
This segment is brought to you by Turfmen. Turfmen is a patch repair product developed by a former golf course superintendent, designed for professional turf managers and homeowners alike to fill in those bare spots or worn areas of turf. Turfmen helps you save time and money by using high-quality professional ingredients so you will never end up with weed seed in your repairs. Turfmen is now available in two different formulations. One, with USGA specs saying peat moss and grass seed, or the second formulation, which has OMRI listed compost, peat moss, and grass seed. Turfmen is proudly sourced and blended in the USA. Repair the bear with Turfmen and go to www.turfmen.com for more information. That's www.turfmen.com, and make sure to reference Dirt on Turf when you place your order to get 10% off. Repair the bear with Turfmen.